as it happens. Get involved with the action in the chat on Brewers Extra Innings or see all the cool tools on the Fix-It Show. Missed your favorite show? We've got past live streams and interview highlights too. Subscribe to 620 WTMJ. You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
It is time for a spotlight interview all about this season's Milwaukee Night Market. And joining me with your personal invitation and tons of fun details to help you make your plans for these special Wednesday night monthly events, live in the studio, West Town Association Bid Number 5 Marketing and Events Director Megan Kajawa. Megan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am happy to see you.
Yes, me too.
And you have brought someone with you. I am excited and delighted to welcome from Fromm Family Foods, Brand Director Brian Neiman. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, because I love that for each of the monthly Milwaukee Night Markets, there's a different theme. And you've got a really fun theme to kick off Milwaukee Night Market next Wednesday, July 22nd, Bark After Dark.
Yes.
Tell us what Bark After Dark is going to entail, in addition to the usual blocks-long block party with vendors and entertainment. How is Bark After Dark going to flavor things?
Yeah, definitely. So we're very excited to partner with Fromm on this special theme night. It's going to be our first ever dog-focused theme night. So I'll let Brian get into a little bit more of what there will be, but we're going to have some special dog activities, dog vendors, and a lot of dog fun.
And it is fun to see people. I mean, this is one of the happiest events in our city, and we love our festivals here, but you see people who just got out of the office in their suit and dresses, and you see people who just came off the beach in flip-flops and shorts. I mean, it's all ages, all styles and smiles, just a happy vibe. And I see a lot of people walking their dogs, too.
Yeah, we're no stranger to that. So we created Fromm Pet Fest down at the Milwaukee Lakefront for about 10 years. And now we're pivoting to more community-centric events that are out and about. So with sponsoring the Bark After Dark, we're gonna have a pre-party with the pets. So down at the Milwaukee Dog Park. So we're the main sponsor for the Milwaukee Dog Park. We're gonna start there at 4:30, and then we're gonna have some fun, get the zoomies out with the dogs, right? And we're gonna take everybody from there, and we're all gonna walk down to Night Market together.
And that's it's one block away.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's
at Second and Plankton there.
Yeah, so party for us for half an hour. Then at 5 o'clock, we're going to walk down. We're going to give everyone who comes a free voucher for a free bag of Fromm Crunchios too. That you can redeem at the VIP area, very important pets area at Night Market.
Where is the VIP very important pets area going to be in the Night Market?
It's located next to the Milwaukee Symphony Center box office. So
sure.
Just in the alley west of the box office.
Oh,
there.
Fun. But see, I love that you're thinking how everyone can have the most fun, whether you've got four legs or two.
Yeah. Well, you all know all the pet parents and their pets are going to have the most fun. I
mean, definitely.
Can you imagine this is just an entire swath of people with their dogs walking downtown, past all the big buildings, into night. I mean, that's just going to be an event that alone.
And it's all the wiggles give such joy, you know, because I don't have pets anymore. But I used to go to Fromm Pet Fest down at the Summerfest grounds because I'd like to be around all the fuzzy buddies. Like, hey, I'll get my fix and I'll, you know, get to pet some friends, see the adoptables.
At our height, we had like 10,000 dogs and everybody got along. Like, it was insane. Like, is this a dream? What's happening here? People will come from everywhere.
And what I love about Bark After Dark is that you're adding an extra layer of social because pet parents will more easily talk to other pet parents because you've got your dog.
That
just automatically sparks conversation.
Right.
Yeah. So what else does Fromm Family Foods have up their sleeve for
So we're bringing one of the most popular things we had at Pet Fest was Adoption Avenue. So we're bringing Adoption Avenue back to Night Market. So we're going to have a handful of different nonprofits, Winston's Wishes, Cats at Large, Wisconsin Humane Society, a few others that are going to be there at Adoption Avenue. So you can meet adoptable pets. You can just get to know great local organizations. If you do meet your next pet at Night Market, Fromm's going to cover your whole first month of food. So that's going to be awesome. And then for everyone, and the VIP area, it's free to come to. We have Bonnie Hill Farms parfaits. So we make a fresh frozen food. So like imagine like a little ice cream cart and the dogs eating our gently cooked food that we're going to be doing that.
That's perfect for summertime. A little scoop for Snoop.
Yep. Scoop for Snoop. And then we got Foxtown beer samples too for the two-legged people.
From Family Foods knows how to throw a party. Megan, you were very smart to add the host with the most here for all these thoughtful touches. Because I love Adoption Alley, because I was just saying, I don't have pets anymore, but I could very much see myself like falling in love with that right little social cuddly creature, because you see so many other people having a more enriched life, having their pets with them.
100%.
Oh, how fun. Megan, did Brian leave anything out?
No, I don't believe so. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it, you know, and Westtown, especially in downtown as a whole in the last 10 years, has really had a booming residential base. And with the booming residential, that means a lot more pets are in downtown. So we just think it's so great with the new amenity of the downtown dog park that Fromm has been so involved with, that it was such a natural fit to have another amenity at the night market. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of wagging tails.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of photo opportunities, because there's mm-hmm. that new dog sculpture right there at the corner outside the dog market.
Yeah.
The dog market, listen to me, the dog park. But Megan, this is kind of Milwaukee Night Market's 2026 coming out because of the bad weather
yes.
in June. So this is really the kickoff.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we were very unfortunate due to some forecasted storms on June 24th to have to cancel. So we're looking forward to clear skies and, you know, a lot of good fun on July 22nd. And then we have added October 7th as a rain or a makeup date for
Great.
The canceled market in June. So all of those vendors will still have the opportunity to participate in that October market.
So what are the official dates? Because this is always one of those block parties that sneaks up on people like, oh my gosh. So I know a lot of people think that they missed the June one.
Yes.
So this is great. So the first one is next Wednesday, July 22nd.
Yep. And then August 19th, which is International Flavor Night. September 16th is College Night. And then October 7th will be that makeup date, which is our Western night.
Ooh, fun. Because I remember, yeah, you've got line dancing mm-hmm. classes. You're leaning all the way into the Western night.
Yes, for sure.
Well, that'll be fun, because when you get closer to October, it's still nice weather, but you can get your flannel out and feel
yep.
really good about wearing your cowboy boots. Exactly. What else is new this year at Milwaukee Night Market? Because the footprint has changed.
Yes, yeah. So we've changed the footprint and now have an addition onto Velar Phillips Avenue, which has allowed us to branch out onto the Baird Community Commons at the Baird Center, as well as the City of Milwaukee's new public plaza in the Velar Phillips Plaza. So we'll have some additional vendors there. We'll have yard games on Velar Phillips Plaza. And then Velar Phillips Plaza connects to Draft & Co., which is a great downtown spot. If you haven't been yet, make sure to get there. And they'll also have some additional vendors and music.
There is no reason, if you go to Milwaukee Night Market and don't have a good time, I don't see how.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, and now that you've been able to extend it and expand it, because it gets busy in
yeah.
the right way. So now to have even more space to spread out and be social and sample food and beverages and shop the artisans and vendors. And I know, I love another thing about Milwaukee Night Market is for all four dates, there are a lot of different booths.
Mm-hmm.
It's really never the same experience twice, but it's always a fun experience.
Right. Yeah. We do have a rotating lineup of all of our makers and food vendors. So each month you can definitely expect to see someone that you haven't seen before, but you'll still be able to find your old reliables that you're always looking forward to every month. So throughout the season, we have 230 different small businesses participating.
Which is supporting all of those entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you're doing a great service for the community and turning us on to new people that we haven't met yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we've excited everybody about Wednesday's Bark After Dark theme party for the Milwaukee Night Market with Fromm Family Foods. How do we find out? How do we make our plans, Megan?
Yes. Head to mkenightmarket.com to learn more about the event. That's where you'll find all of our vendors, our entertainment lineup, and more information on from Adoption Alley and the VIP Pet Lounge and the Dog Park Meetup.
And Brian, leave us with some pet wisdom from Fromm Family Foods.
Oh, pet wisdom. You never regret getting a pet. I can tell you that. And I got four kittens at home right now. So I'm living it and I love it every day. That's where I'm headed next.
What wonderful words. You never regret getting a pet. That is heartwarming. He is Brian Niemann, brand manager for From Family Foods, and she is Megan Kajawa from Westtown. Get the whole title in.
Westtown Association. Yes.
Bid number 5.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you so much for being here, and I wish you all the big fun on all the Milwaukee night markets. Again, the Milwaukee night market dates, July 22nd, August 19th, September 16th, and October 7th, all wonderful Wednesday nights, and located on West Wisconsin Avenue between 2nd Street and Velar Phillips Avenue. Learn more, mkenightmarket.com.